Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Lamed. The Gemara in Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, brings a Sofek Boi Rapopo, Hichlid B'miut Simoni Mau. The words mean that there was a problem with the miut of Simoni. The miut of Simoni was done with Chalodo, meaning it was done underneath something. But Rashi explains, we're talking about after he did the Rav Shechita, he did it in the right way. The Rav Shechita was done correctly. He went and did the miut, the leftover minority, he did it in the wrong way. Does that ruin the shechita or not? And Rashi says, because we stay with teikoi, you pass on the chumra and it does ruin it. So the Farshim were bothered by Rashi. How do we understand this? Once he did roiv shechita, the animal is already shachut. Now after he already finished, he's going to continue on doing the miut, and that will pass on the shechita? What's shot in that? The animal is already shechted karoi. There was a good shechita. Why will the mule ruin it? So two mahalchim in the Achronim to explain it. The Tfuah Shor in Simon Chav Gimel Ois Tes explains that really the Shechita is done after he did the Roif. But you could continue and ruin it l'mafreya, retroactively. And he brings an example to this. He brings it to Gemara and Zvogim Tachov Tes that has Zav and Zavo on the last day after they go to the mikveh, they're Tahar. But if they see a Re'iyah, they'll become Tamer l'mafreya, retroactively. So here, Rav Shechita is good enough. But then, if you continue the Shechita, you can ruin the Shechita. Other Achronim learn differently. The Meshiv Dover, the Netziv, and Chelek Beis Simon Yudalit, he says, there's a klal gadol b'toyer b'chol ha-mitzvahs. That yes, you could be that when you get to the Rav, you can finish the Maisa Mitzvah. But if you didn't, then you continue doing the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah continues. Kol zman she'oisik b'mitzvah, but if he did not, he continues to do the mitzvah. The Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis Simon Yudalef, he goes with the same halach from a different direction. He says, what's the pshat? When the Torah tells you the ruboy kechuloy, it's still better to do chuloy. The Torah says the ruboy is better. So it's not pshat that when you do the roiv, you're done. But the pshat is that the Torah says roiv is considered to be as if you did the whole thing. But if you continue doing the whole thing, that's even better. So as long as you did not stop the Shechita, you're still doing the Shechita because Roiv is only b'dieved. If you stop there, that's where you're done. And there's nafkaminas between how the two as Shor learns and the other Achronim learn. Because one example is brought down, the Shmaitzel, regarding do you have a chazaka that this behemo is kosher. We know that a behemo, until you don't shecht it, has a chazaka that's not shachut. But according to Tfuah Shor, once you did the roiv, it's already shachut. Now you can continue. If I have a sofik in that continuation, did something or not, you have a cheses kashrus. But according to the Netziv and the Beis Halevi, as long as you didn't stop the shechito, he didn't do yet shechito. So if there's any process that happens, you still have a cheskas that ain't a shachut. Another nafkamina that Achronim bring, what happens if after the roiv of the shechito, one went and ate a piece of the meat of the animal? Is it considered to be Avram Minachai or not? So if you look at the Tfuah Shor, of course that. Once you did Roiv HaShechita, it was already Shachot. But according to the Meshiv Dover, according to Beis Halevi, so as long as you continue the Shechita wasn't finished. So you take a piece of the animal in the middle, it's still Avram Minachai. But Kolponi, there's two ways to understand the Rashi. Yes, when you're doing a mitzvah, the Yoytze B'Roiv, what happens then? According to the Tfuah Shor, Pshat is your Yoytze the mitzvah. You could continue doing something else and maybe ruin it backwards, but really the mitzvah is done. But according to the Netziv and the Beis Halevi, when you're doing a mitzvah, you have a roiv, as long as you're still doing the mitzvah continues. You didn't finish the mitzvah yet. Even though you could finish the mitzvah, you still didn't finish it. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shor Machshava, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.